time, but anyway, I would remember that. And then I had a sister. I think she was 15, maybe 14 or 15, and this boy loved her so much, and he was a man. He was a good bit older than her. And she was fixing to go out the window, and I asked her, I said, "What you going out that window for, Gertrude?" And she said, "Don't you tell nobody I'm going out this window." And so I didn't for a while, but she ran away and got married. She got out that window. And he had two horses, and they rode and got married. But
yes,
she's dead. He and her both are dead, but they have children living. And just a lot of little things. And of course, we're going to school and that many. And I had favorites. One favorite sister that she said she had to tend to me more. She lives up on top of the hill. She's Mrs. Joseph. And she is, well, she'll be 90. I have a 94-year-old sister living over here at Mouston, man.
Yes, ma'am.
94 years old. Then I have another one that is about 4 years younger. She must be 85 or 6. She lives in Mabee. But that's on my mother's side. See, I said all of us hardy folks were because we all took off after her, and we were all big. Of course, my daddy was a little man. He was a Dutch. They told me he was Dutch.
Yes, ma'am.
Short.
Uh-huh.
But I was more like my mother. She was a big woman.
Yeah.
If you got time, let me go and look and see if I can find that picture. I'd like
sure.
to see it.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to see that. I think I know exactly where it is.
Okay.
Would you like
to yeah.
Oh, I want you to see that group. It wasn't all on that. It was at taking a Sunday afternoon when it was drunk about 12 or 15. But all my brothers are dead, and all my sisters on the Ansel side, so I still just have the... There were four of us that were my mother's children that are living. And the oldest one's 94.
Yes, ma'am.
But we're all widows except this one over here, Miss Josie. Well, let's see what else.
Well, the house you told me that you lived in had four rooms in it? What were the four rooms?
It was on this side. They had a big room, big bedroom, and a little shed room, they called it. It was a pretty good sized room, but it was a little shed room on the back. Well, this hall went clean to the through the back now, and these two rooms here.
Yeah.
And then over here, there was three rooms. There was two bedrooms and the kitchen. And the kitchen and dining room was together. And then there was a back porch on back there.
Uh-huh.
And it was made of lumber, heart, pine, and that's the reason it stood so long, because, see, it was built way before I was born and never had any paint or anything on it. And that's the reason it stood so long.
Yeah.
But my oldest brother said once he wished he could buy it. But what for, I don't know. He couldn't have kept it up. And there's nothing ever like the old that you go back to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just lived there for 6 years, 5 years. And then my daddy, see, there were two sets of children. Well, one set, I had a brother-in-law who took the one set of children, and I had an older sister that took me and the daddy.
Yes, ma'am.
And she kept house for the daddy of the year. But of course, the year, and when he died, he just lived a year after my mother. Then that's when I went to Aberdeen to live with an aunt 2 years. And then I come back to live with this brother-in-law who already, Jay Crow, had five children, taken in five children. He had five sisters. Four sisters and one brother of that family. What brother-in-law would have taken in that many in-laws? He was a good brother-in-law. He didn't have but two children, though, and he was an old bachelor and a man. No, he wasn't. He had been married, but no children. When he married my sister, and he had plenty then. He raised cotton, so.
Yes, ma'am.
And,
about the house, how would you build a fire in the house?
We had two fireplaces. You know about a fireplace. You know a fireplace, don't you?
Yeah.